Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. We have 5 minutes left, and I'm sorry to ask for the floor yet again, but I did want to say that, first of all, I fully agree with what my Indian colleague said, although it's not an entirely philosophical issue, actually. It's more than philosophical. It involves scientific data, technology. We're surrounded by technology. Our lives revolve around technology. This is technology in my hand right here. And we all agree that technology is never good or evil. It can be both. It depends on how we use technology, and that may cause a problem. So that the issue now is to figure out if autonomy and weapon systems can be used in the right way in order to limit or reduce or even entirely eliminate the risk of human rights violations, humanitarian violations. And I fully agree with my Indian colleague. We'll talk about this later on this week, I believe, but we should not condemn these technologies prematurely when they could provide significant benefits when it comes to international humanitarian law. And it's too early, I believe, to say that. We have very good intentions, of course, but it is the engineers and the experts who will be able to provide clear answers to these questions. And that is also why we agree with Germany that it's very important to synchronize our work with the real-time development of this field. That's why we are proposing to establish a standing committee of experts that will report regularly to the CCW in order to let us know what is actually happening out there in the world. What we should avoid doing is to create fantasies about possible scenarios without basing ourselves on objective data regarding technological development. So, for example, no one gets into a civilian aircraft today that doesn't have an autopilot system. All civilian airplanes have an autopilot system. I've never taken a plane without one. And the pilots themselves depend greatly, even fully, on AI in order to navigate. And one last point that I wanted to add, I want to say that my delegation will go back to 5B later because our military experts are not ready to speak. They'll be ready tomorrow. And I also want to say that I'm still a bit bothered. My delegation is a bit bothered by the idea that the criterion of neutrality should be entirely removed that was mentioned by Chile previously. The criteria of lethality, that is to say. And that bothers us because if we talk about systems in general, about non-lethal systems, which I think therefore do not cause humanitarian problems, then here we'd be talking about an extremely broad category that would not be in keeping with our mandate, which has to do with lethal systems in particular. So I think it would make more sense at this point in the process, a few weeks before the review conference, to remain within the scope of our mandate, that is to talk about a lethal autonomous weapon systems. Thank you, Mr. Chair.